Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines Mountain Pass. On the 1st of August 1914, World War I was declared. Before the war, Alsace and Moselle belonged to the German Empire, and the French-German border ran along the ridge of the Vosges Mountains. The Sainte-Marie Pass was a custom point and also a popular place for Sunday strolls, where people from either side of the mountain would meet up. As soon as war broke out, tension rose. The German military authorities ordered civilians to dig the entrenchments on the Sainte-Marie Pass. Some violent skirmishes occurred as each side tried to secure a maximum number of strategic points, including the Tête du Violou. In November 1914, the Bonhomme Pass was under French control. The Sainte-Marie Pass, Pan de Sucre, and Bernhardstein Mountains were in the hands of the Germans. Dear Mother and Father, I've settled into my quarters in the mountain sector. The front line is almost 1,000 meters above sea level. A lot of material is required to build the fortifications. Mules, draft animals, and also funicular railways, cable cars and railway lines are used to transport soldiers, weapons and munitions. The fighting units dug galleries to protect themselves from attacks. More and more trenches appeared, and networks of labyrinths brought the enemy armies closer to each other. This proximity led to the War of the Mines. Galleries were dug out under enemy trenches and filled with explosives to make them collapse. The Sainte-Marie Pass is unrecognizable. Concrete blockhouses are going up everywhere to protect the defensive and strategic post. We're billeted in wooden huts, and it's like a real village with medical services and delousing stations. Yesterday, near the Tête du Violou, I swam in the heated pool that has been built for the officers. A brief respite. At the beginning of the war, soldiers were buried near two where they died. Their temporary graves were lost in the middle of the forest and were decorated with wooden crosses and flowers left by the dead soldiers' comrades. In 1916, the German Military Graves Service built a number of cemeteries on the battlefront, including a monumental necropolis in the Mongoute Valley. In 1919, the French authorities created their own military cemeteries on the Sainte-Marie Pass and the Ajus Hill. After the war, most of the military facilities and buildings were dismantled, but the memories of the conflict remain with the blockhouses that are still on the Tête du Violou and the Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines Pass. You can follow the traces of the Great War along signposted footpaths departing from the Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines Pass. Let's go now to the town hall in Sainte-Croix-aux-Mines, where the Bourus family are waiting for us. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.